This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Bases, gotta make your jugs in a lot of strange places. A lot of my partners doing time from quick.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from Florence, Alabama. Come along and join me for a conversation with the rapper G-Maine. Music and rap have been an integral part of G-Maine's life since he was a kid in rural Alabama, making his mark in the 1990s on the independent label Slave Camp Music. G-Maine's popularity led him on a European tour to Sweden and Denmark. He's been featured in Forbes.com and performances at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. One of G-Maine's viral hits, produced with the group G-Side, is featured on Rockstar Games' Grand Theft Auto. G-Maine recently served as a curator of the hip-hop and black history exhibit at the Alabama Music Hall of Fame in Tuscumbia, Alabama.
Wow. Sweets just keep on burning.
G-Maine, here we are. So glad you made time to talk with me.
Oh, yes, sir. No problem. Yeah. No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
So I would like you to go back in time, rewind in your life. How did you first get it with music?
Actually started like with my dad as a kid, like, you know, just watching him, like he played piano and guitar and drums, like, but he played it all by ear. He was never trained on anything. And then he became a DJ at the Soul of the Shows, WZZA, located here in Tuscumbia, Alabama. So going in and watching him do that, that's what I was fascinated with first, just the art of DJing, which, you know, is one of the bases of hip-hop, you know what
yeah,
I mean? So
yeah.
Just being fascinated with that, and may have been like 13 years old. You know, music isn't instant like it is now. So back then, some might come out, you know, in New York, and it might not get down here till the next 6 months, maybe even a year. So we did have magazines. So all these rappers I was reading about in these magazines, I wasn't able to hear. But I went to a family reunion in Detroit when I was 13, and, you know, adults always tell you get with your cousin. So, you know, just so happened I had a cousin who was in high school. So he's driving. I'm looking through his tape collection, his cassette collection, and he's got all the rappers that I've been reading about. So I'm like, man, you're going to drive me around all weekend so I can listen to all of this. And the two guys that really made me want to rap were Chuck D and Ice-T. Reading about them intrigued me, what they had to say about both of them and what they were talking about, and then finally getting to hear them with the voice. I don't know, it just
so that was
sucked
your,
me in.
That was a life-changing moment.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Interesting. So then what did you do with it? How did you manifest?
I get like one of my best friends, I was 10, he was 11. We came up in church together, so before any DJ equipment, anything like that, me and him used to just trade music with each other. Mm-hmm. Then eventually, he was the first one to get the DJ equipment. So, you know, we would get together every Sunday. He let me practice till, you know, I could eventually get my own DJ equipment. But, you know, it never stopped us from meeting up. And he eventually, the guy's name is Chubb Fresh. He was the first one to actually get, like, in-house recording equipment. He went and got a little four-track cassette recorder and all
so
that.
So, you're on the frontier, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I always say this, anybody that was coming up through music at that time, you had to deal with Chubb Fresh because he was, like, maybe one of two or three guys that were actually doing it. So, you know, that was my partner. He did the beats, I did the rhymes, and, you know.
In what year, what time was this?
This is probably around 84 85 86.
So you're right on the frontier, even of like the internet and ways of,
oh yeah,
of delivering.
There was no internet. Yeah. No, there was no internet yet, like,
but it was right on the horizon.
Yeah, it
right?
was coming. It was yeah. coming. And we would hear people talk. I think maybe Chuck D or somebody was talking about it early, and we was like, what is Chuck talking about? Because, you know,
yeah.
Down here, we're late on everything, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even the technology, but I think we've pushed ahead and moved forward. And
so
like I said,
you got 84, 85, and you're still making music, and then you're pushing towards 89. That's kind of like the gateway to the beginning.
Yeah, this is around the time we, like, I'm in high school putting tapes out and people are telling us that we're good. You know what right. I mean? Good or you're not.
But it's pretty much networking local and friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just really a high school thing. Just letting people know, hey, I rap. You know what I mean? Check my tape out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's for sale or... So I'm giving it away. We just wanted to be heard.
Yeah, you're just doing it to do it.
Right. And I don't think we really took it serious as a business, to maybe probably around like 93, mm-hmm. 94 or something like that. You know what I mean?
But then at some point you exploded, right?
Well, it wasn't an explosion, but it bubbled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Simmering.
Yeah, it simmered slow and then it began to bubble because, like I said, no labels here. There's nobody really here that's going to teach you the business. We didn't know. We just knew what we were reading and following like a Jay Prince or a Luther Campbell, just people that we were reading about, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just following the blueprints that they had laid out before us and trying to emulate that the best we could.
And then at some point, there was a game changer, man. You did go viral.
Yeah. The whole internet, you know what I mean? Like, some guys caught in and some guys didn't, and I almost gave up, and I was just lucky enough and blessed enough to get with some guys out of Huntsville, Slow Motion Sound, and they just kind of, like, before all this, Cody always tell you, I used to try to give G-Man my demos, you know what I mean, when we was coming up, mm-hmm. so, you know, to be able to work with these guys and know how they feel about me, know how I feel about them, man. We were able to really get together and make something happen.
And when did it start really taking off?
I want to say maybe late 2000s, probably going into 2010, because before this, it was all just kind of building up and, you really have to get that digital footprint and make your presence on the internet. So just getting to know people and networking with people and being able to get our music into the right places.
Isn't that interesting that if the internet had not come along at that moment in time, might have been game over?
Hey, I mean, I had went back to working a job. I was having to really go back and figure it out because, people were still buying CDs, but not at the rate that they were. Mm-hmm. A good thing for me was something like Bandcamp. Bandcamp was great for me because it allowed people to, if they streamed it, there was money to be made, but it gave them the option to buy it. And a lot of my fans that have been following me for years, and I mean, they still do. A lot of them still go on Bandcamp. If I put something new out, I can depend on them to go on Bandcamp and, spend that little change with me.
That's really cool.
I mean, especially in a world right now where, everything's free. You pay $9.99, you hear all the music you want every month. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. Talk to us about Grand Theft Auto and time and place and how that was a real game changer.
To be honest, it was just a blessing. You know what I mean? Like, I was actually overseas in Sweden with one of the guys from Slow Motion CP. And I had a couple of shows booked over there. And I ended up doing several more shows based on those two shows. So the time that I was over there, we ended up recording an album and shooting some videos and stuff like that. I stayed over there about three and a half months. And we were able to do some work over there. But in the midst of recording the album, he gets an email, and he looks at me, and he says, "Hey, you on this song Relaxing with G-Side?" I was like, "Yeah, I think so." And he was like, "Well, Rockstar Games thinking about putting it on the next Grand Theft Auto." And I'm like, "Well, send the paperwork." And that's how it went, man. Like I said, it was just a blessing. It was a shock because, that's not something that we were working toward, pushing toward. It just kind of organically happened.
And so that really was a game changer for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It gives you a lot more leverage. I mean, it's the best-selling video game in history, and, just to be a part of something like that.
Yeah. Tell us the story of John Turner.
Okay. I actually met John through the guys in Slow Motion.
He's not a musician.
No, he's just... But he's an incredible artist. And, like, he just started, like, doodling. Like, he drew just one album cover and it looked exactly like a photo. I'm like, this dude amazing, man. And like, pretty soon he's coming in doing murals on the wall in the studio, and he was just a cool guy, you know what I mean?
And he's a white dude, right?
Yeah, but he's just cool, you know what I mean?
So he did an album cover for you?
Not for me. He started doing the G-Side, a few of the G-Side album covers.
But then you put him into your lyrics, right?
Yeah, one of the guys in G-Side, Young Clover. What was he saying? Something about John Turner, Picture Perfect, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really don't know, man. He just, like I said, he came around, he introduced us to folks, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He came in and he made some connections. You know what I mean?
Right time, let's say that.
Right. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Going forward with your music, with your rap.
I'm actually, I've been doing features. I'm actually about to go and do a video. I'm going to a video set today for a feature that I've done for some people. But my catalog is very thorough. I have over 30 albums out. You know, you can go to Bandcamp or you can search any of the streaming platforms, G-Mane, G-M-A-N-E. And I have several projects out. I even got into a Southern Soul project where I was singing kind of dirty blues a little bit. I guess that's what you would call it, under the moniker Mr. GR. Like I said, I put a t-shirt, a positive t-shirt line out called Keep Your God Up. And my latest venture has been Uncle G's Cookies.
Okay, let's go back in time. You're a kid, church. You're in the choir? Did you sing in
children's choir? Okay. I used to sing. And then maybe some holidays, my mom might could talk me into singing, right. You know what I mean?
What role did gospel play in your brain, in formative of your music?
Probably a lot, because the first stuff we were doing, I was in a group called Slave Camp. That was like 95 to probably around 2000, something like that. It was heavily like the organs and, you know, just that soul feel, like that really heavily influenced my music production, of course. But just not only growing up in the church, but like my grandmother always had a piano or something in the house. So my family would, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get around the piano and start singing gospel songs. Because, you know, my grandfather, he had a little gospel group and they would go around, him and some guys from Mississippi, and they would go around and do their thing sometimes. So
music literally permeated your daily life.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Like, my uncle was in one of the early groups here called the Soul Serenaders. You know, they went on to record some stuff in Memphis and moved around a little bit. You know, this is all pre-fame and must show sound. So, you know.
Very, very cool. Share closest to your heart your music and why you do what you do.
I don't know. My dad asked me that, like, he was like, why you do this? You're not making no money. Because at the time, I wasn't making money at it, you know what I mean? But I just always had a love and a passion for it. And I always tell him it's his fault. Like, I put an album out called The 20 Years of Game, and it's me as a baby, and I'm sitting in his lap, and he got his guitar, you know what I'm saying? Like, he trying to teach me how to hold my fingers on the guitar. I'm like, this is all your fault. You know what I mean? And then you took me in the DJ booth when you were a disc jockey, and, you know, you did this.
I love it. But it all worked out good.
It all worked out in the end. Yeah. And like I said, even went on to get into the Hall of Fame. And, you know,
you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I just came from there and I saw you there.
I thank you, sir. Thank you. That was just another blessing. You know, they called and they would just want some changes over there. And, you know, they called myself and Cody Gopher from up in Huntsville. Mm-hmm. And we just got together and put it together and called all the guys that we could remember that were the ground, put in the first groundwork, laid the groundwork for Alabama hip-hop. You know, we tried to find as many guys as we could. We reached out to everybody. Some of them were even able to come in when we unveiled the exhibit. So I was real proud of that.
That's so cool. So you and I are going to do a video, and I was going to video you about your life. What would be the theme song tune that you would select to be under bed for you?
Oh, man.
What first comes to your brain?
George Clinton, Swing Down, Let Me Ride.
G-Mane, only because they're taking me away. I have to leave you, but I love to spend all afternoon with you.
Hey, I appreciate this time.
Yeah.
For real, for real. Thank you so much.
Because
you didn't have to do this.
Oh. You know what I mean? Oh, no, I wanted to, man. I was blown away when they said we could meet.
Hey, well, hey, I'm glad I was here and able to do it.
Awesome.
I really am. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. G-Maine, what a pleasure. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Alabama. We'll see you here.
This is the fourth in a multi-part series featuring Nashville's Big Backyard Economic and Tourism Initiative that encompasses the realm of the Natchez Trace National Parkway in the southwest quarter of Tennessee and across the border into northern Alabama's Shoals region.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Straight pimping till my last breath. I passed the sweet 2D left. To smile and enjoy yourself. I'm country as a syrup. Salmon still doing damage. I managed to do it without a major. They hate me, damn it. Cut the check. Unrecoup, I might show you.
Yeah. She probably G, man. Shit, I know y'all done rolled up by now. Gonna get your life. Inhale, exhale. Yeah. You never been this high ever. Hash laced with the weed, it's going good together. In a hood in Stockholm, sitting in the penthouse, serving up that killer flow that some of y'all only get to read about. This will make y'all poke y'all heads out like Groundhog Day. Gonna be a long, hot summer for the way I grind for the pay. Smoking spliffs of hay, turning down another block. I might slow it down a taste, but trick no, I would never stop. Glock got it out, my chop, chop, and on the back stack seat. If you wanna meet and greet my pleasure, I'll oblige. Share my world like Mary J. Blige. I do not wear no disguise, it's the trill in your eyes. Just let the church rise and come down to the altar. Won't fame off my name like I was Lil Walter. And no, I never fail, cause I never ever falter. Your partner G, man, knocking pictures off the wall, bruh.
Wood wheels keep turning. Sweets just keep on burning. Wood wheels keep turning.
Wow.
Sweets just keep on burning.
Yeah.
Roach burning in the ashtray. I just lit up another, I'm feeling good today. Smoke got the sun roof looking like a train. Laid back on that Lisa Fisher, ease the pain. Up loud, blowing on that loud. Smell it in the air when I pass through the crowd. Make me drop the top down when I'm riding through the town. Some smile, some frown whenever I come around. It's a round. First come, first serve basis. Gotta make your jugs in a lot of strange places. A lot of my partners doing time from crooked cases. Told me do my thing, say they praying that I make it. See these streets is cold, yeah, to have you shaking and shivering. Best friend might tell them laws about the work you delivering. Then you go to jail, he gon' be fucking your bitch. Eating off your EBT, shitting where you used to shit. Leave a stain on your brain, but man, just leave out the logic. It's a part of the cycle, but you can't be thinking about it. Shit, the jail overcrowded, don't know when you're coming home. Got me thinking about my folks, I'm just gon' leave that day alone.
wheels keep turning.